This is the Andres Segovia Show.
Coffee before I get started. Welcome back, Steven, to YouTube this week. Everyone, it's Andres. Welcome to this special episode of the program. It's not debuting first on YouTube. It's debuting for you first, especially for those of you on Gab TV. I've done an AMA before on YouTube. That was about 2 years ago. And I thought, because I have a brand new audience and a bunch of other platforms, particularly here on Gab TV, which is the second largest audience and interaction based on the analytics that I have outside of YouTube, figure, you know what? Why don't I update this thing and address this? So that's exactly what I'm going to do. Because I think people need context as to, well, okay, who is this guy? I like some of his stuff, but who exactly is he? And that's what I like doing. I like to present myself to people. I don't like to hide behind an avatar. I don't pretend to be somebody that I'm not. So just let me give you a crash course of who I am before I start diving into these questions that I'm going to be updating from my AMA from 2 years ago. Because some of them were time specific, so I figured, you know what? Why don't I just update and fire up the camera and respond to some of the Gab TV comments too. So I'm going to do just that. So first and foremost, I'm a small business owner and operator in Southern California. I'm also an associate real estate broker and a property manager. I own property and I also manage my parents' property as well, the estate. So all that being, I'm in two different industries. They overlap a lot. And because of that, in order for me to do all that and do what I love, which is doing content creation, giving my thoughts on things and here and there, I use tech. I rely on tech to be able to get those things done, especially when you have three different companies that you're running with three different sets of clients, three different sets of headaches. It's really hard to keep them all together. So with all that being said, technology helps me work smarter, not harder. So I rely on a day-to-day with a Note device. This is the Samsung Note 10, and I still use it. It's my favorite form factor, size, and it's for productivity, so that's what I do. In terms of what I use as a communicator, I sometimes hand off between an Android device and an iOS product, which some of the questions were why I'm using it, so I'll address why I have those later on. That's my perspective. That's where I come from. And yeah, that's what I thought I'd share. Now, let me get through the AMA as quickly as possible. I don't want to make this video way too long, so let's get into it. So first things first, I want to break down, since I'm talking about tech, might as well get the tech questions out of the way first. So one of the questions I got during the AMA is, what computer do you use on the go? At the time when I was asked this, I used the Pixelbook, the Chrome Pixelbook from Google. That was great. Now, I don't really rely on a computer per se. I do, as of this year, have my first MacBook Pro. My wife is the one that's all into Apple. I'm not. I've never cared for iOS. It's just been so annoying. But in terms of leveling up my content creation, I had to make a decision, and I'm actually still learning the ropes of Mac OS to be able to use it. So I'm using an older MacBook Pro to be able to do that. Now, I do like that it communicates very well with an iPhone, and I'll address what this is, because one of the questions too that I got at the time. And so they talk well to each other in their ecosystem. So I'm like, well, okay, I was intending for social media, I do use the iPhone for shooting quick videos and things. So it makes it easier to process with Mac OS in that respect. So that's helped out. But almost all my videos that I generate like this are not done on Mac, they're done on Windows. So for my desktop, it is a Windows PC. And because I'm always transferring things between phones and things, this is the best way for me to work. That's also why I dual boot the Mac OS. I installed, using Bootcamp, I installed Windows on it. So it is running Windows 10, and I use Windows on it most of the time instead of Mac OS. So I'm still not using it for Mac stuff, but I'm still trying to leverage this program called Final Cut Pro. A lot of the influencers use it. One of them finally convinced me. It's Michael Fisher. He's actually the one that got me started on the show, like to motivate me to start my own channel. And like his words, I took him to heart. I'm like, all right, fine, I'll do it. Thank you. And yeah, so that's the long and short of it. Mr. Mobile on YouTube for those that are interested. Okay, next question over. There you go. What are you doing with an iPhone? Oh man, look, I've been called a lot of things, especially being straight Christian conservative. I've been called a lot of things over the years. This year have been a doozy though. I've been called an Apple fanboy. And like, okay, so you're seeing my video on YouTube. Have you not seen everything before this one? I'm just trashing Apple. is that I respect what they do on the hardware side and software for their ecosystem. What I hate is that you gotta be all in rank and file. You don't have a voice. You don't have your independence. You're giving your soul to them to be able to enjoy their services. So I've always talked about that. Like, I respect what they do for those that are all in on the Apple sphere. That's how they get you, because a lot of people that try to make the transition over to Android, they relapse. They're back on Apple. So it's really hard to pry them away. The closest one that can kind of give you an alternative to all that with an ecosystem type of thing is Samsung, and they're still not quite there yet, but they're the closest thing to it. But anyway, that's something else. iPhone, because of the Apple Watch. I've said this repeatedly, and I'm actually going to touch on this later because some of the questions are with respects to personal. And I'm actually going to be redoing an episode that I did a couple of years ago, also talking about the transaction that almost killed me in real estate. So that was the beginning of me getting a wearable. That was about, oh my goodness, maybe 8 years ago now? Crazy. So the best wearable I've been able to use has been this. So I've been putting up with an eye crap because I don't like iPhone at all. It's annoying. Yeah, I know it Instagram lives on iPhone, but I'm not getting an iPhone to use Instagram. I'm getting it for this, and a lot of my health tracking stuff actually works best with an iPhone. So that's the long and short of why I use it. And also at the time also was the best alternative to privacy when BlackBerry wasn't really at in the forefront. And I wasn't able to hack my current phones because with Verizon, they removed the bootloader access from your device, so you couldn't really hack into it. So that made it really difficult until these manufacturers are selling unlocked devices directly. But there's a dark side to that too, which I might get to. Or I should just mention now. In the case of Samsung, some of the devices, such as the Note 10 and stuff, I've been finding out that even though you activate developer functions, they hide the OEM unlock feature. That's something that people that bought a Pixel and didn't know that they got the Verizon Pixel device found out the hard way. They can't even hack their own phone because an agreement with Verizon for XYZ reasons. So yeah, that's that. Anyway, let's keep going or else this video is gonna be too long. All right, what do you track your steps with? Well, I guess you could say it's whatever I'm wearing at the time. But if you might have seen, which I'll touch upon, I actually when I really care about my steps, I use my Bluetooth connected Under Armour shoes. I've been using them for years, and I just recently upgraded to a new pair. So that's one of them. That's how I track steps with. Okay. You still use a BlackBerry at the time? Yes. Today, it's more of a side device. Every now and then, I turn them on to make sure I cycle the battery, update whatever the apps are. But a lot of the services since then have been turned off, so it's become more of a paperweight of sorts. You can still make it work if you're sideloading Android apps to it. So I'm treating it like a de-Google device because you can. The downside is a lot of the new apps require at least Android 6, not even 7, some cases 8, version 8, and this one has been stuck on 4.3 for the longest time. If they had updated to KitKat 4.4, my goodness, it would have been so much better. But BlackBerry never got around to that, and they won't release the code for those of us that care to be able to try to work to upgrade the Android runtime to a later version of Android. Because I know that software or the hardware is capable of still running what a de-Google device today is able to run. It's basically the same specs, but whatever, they don't. What's the next big thing in tech hardware? At the time, I had been interviewed too at being asked that question. And I said, it's all software. It's not really hardware anymore because we've kind of reached a plateau. There's only so much you can do with a rectangular slate. And that basically hinted at foldables at the time. But I'm like, well, now foldables are here. And I still remain correct. Software is the thing. You can have the great foldable, such as the Surface Duo. You don't have the software. This thing sucks. And that's what's basically sinking the Duo 2. You need to get that fixed, Microsoft, and you better bring Android 11 to that before you bring it to the Duo 2. Anyway, so that wraps it up for the tech questions. Now let me run through the personal interest questions as I broke them down. Like, what's your favorite music? Well, that one's pretty simple. I love a lot of instrumental music. So, for the namesake, a lot of people have asked me, are you related to this famous Spanish guitarist, Andrés Segovia? Yes and no. My name does stem from Segovia, Spain. And unfortunately, because of the civil war in El Salvador, where the guerrillas were taking over, killing a lot of my family, beheading them and torturing them and all these different things, there were some records lost in the fire. And because of lost in the fire, I can neither confirm nor deny that I am directly related to Andres Segovia, the Spanish guitarist. But I can say that Andres Segovia is my grandfather, because my grandfather from my dad's side was named Andres Segovia. So that's where my name stems from. So yeah, that's the long and short of it. So for music, instrumental, mostly film music, and along those veins, like, would be like TV scores, game, video game scores. Some of the better music today is actually in video games than anywhere else, so go figure. Then there's symphonic, classical, and things like that. Okay, I do enjoy an opera every now and then. What's your favorite TV show right now? Please, Amazon Studios, don't ruin the final season of The Expanse. You were kind of ruining it towards the last two episodes of season 5. Don't ruin season 6, please, 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 because then it would be my favorite TV show. Because I don't count anime as TV. If you're talking about anime, it's Attack on Titan, hands down. And that show's not even done yet. So it'll be done soon, but it's already on my, all the way up here. Okay, what's your favorite show of all time? Well, let me break that down, because when you're a kid, you see it with the lens of a kid. And then when you're an adult, you see something through the lens of an adult, especially with programming targeted at adults. So from my childhood, it is Batman the Animated Series, hands down. And to this day, it's probably still my favorite animated feature. No anime has been able to top that. Batman the Animated Series. TV show, some people might balk at this one, 24. And it's the crew of that's behind the scenes of 24, because it's like, dude, you guys gotta pause on things? Because you guys, everything that you guys did, life mimicked. And it's crazy. So when they moved on to Homeland, my goodness, the last season of Homeland was talking about the withdrawal of Afghanistan. I'll leave it at that. Okay, what's your favorite movie? That's too general. I can't really answer that anymore. But if I had to pick one, Interstellar by Christopher Nolan. So it was going to be a Nolan movie no matter what, but it's going to be Interstellar. It's his most perfect movie despite its flaws. My favorite superhero? Look, if the lot of you that have at least seen one of my videos don't know this answer, you're not paying attention. Who's your favorite superhero, and why is the best one Batman? That's my answer to that. It's Batman. All right, trying to wrap these things up. Health and wellness questions. This was very pivotal at the time, because I was in the process of my fitness transition. I went into weight loss first, then I went into fitness. I trained with personal trainers for several months before branching off on my own, because there just was no budget for me to keep paying a personal trainer. A couple of them are still my friends today, which is cool. I've taken what they taught me and went with it. And along those lines, how is your diet going? So today, it's interesting, because I haven't relapsed or anything. I'm still very strict on things. At my peak, I was eating 4 to 5,000 calories daily, working out on average an hour, 5 to 6 times a week. Little to no sleep. That's what did me in, because I was still losing weight, gaining muscle, lifting at the heaviest I ever lifted, but because I entered a very stressful time. When you run your own business and it's tax season, it's the most stressful time. And it was a very stressful year. So I was at 12.2 or 12.3% body fat on my way to my goal of 10%. And that's where I lost it all, when I couldn't sleep. So I had to make a major transition, and I ended up cutting my workout times in half, but increasing my intensity significantly. I cut my eating in half, so that was a big thing, but making sure my macros were still coming in. I was eating a healthy amount of carbs and fats. My fats never had an issue, but it was protein that I struggled with, because usually it's really hard to eat 200 grams of protein. Like, that's why supplements exist, and finding the good supplement was really hard. I actually rely now a lot on supplements, clean supplements from TB12, that's Tom Brady's health sports and health nutrition thing. Anyway, don't want to get into it. Some people that follow football are triggered by that already. I don't care. Tom is the best. Get over it. So how often do you go to the gym? As of the past 2 years, it's a home gym. I've been investing to keep, you know, growing my home gym, and I use resistance bands, looped handled resistance bands. I got power blocks that are adjustable up to 50 pounds per hand as dumbbells, curl bar, dumbbell, I mean, a barbell. I got a dip bar, chin up bar, and all that, and it's all collapsible. So I'm able to do that from home, fitness balls and BOSU balls, as they call them, and other things, kettlebells, sandbags, and things. And all of that fits in a mold. Most of it fits in my closet, which is really, really cool. So it took some time. When lockdown happened, it was really hard to get a hold of some of the power block stuff, but I did end up getting all that, and I've been able to work from home. So with respect to how my diet's going, though, because I'm answering two questions here, the downside is, as I pushed harder, I ended up getting injured. And my injury, I had to work around that. I actually rehabbed a little bit with the TB12 system to get healed faster after my first injury. So when I got re-injured, I was able to recover faster. So I injured my knee, and then I injured my other knee after that one recovered. So doing my lower body work was a lot more difficult to do because, well, how could you if you're injured? So I was only able to do upper body, which almost means nothing to me as someone that's historically had a hormonal imbalance. So to develop testosterone, you gotta work the lower body. Not being able to do that made it really difficult for me to show. So when I worked on my personal trainers, pumping iron and all that, and taking the before after pictures and tracking my eating, and they saw that, dude, you're solid on your eating, your work ethic is solid, you were getting better sleep and all that. So to show, to go from one picture to another months later, and it's showing that I didn't gain much of any muscle whatsoever, even though I was doing everything to the beat. It was only like, well, that's also because I had historical deficiencies with my hormonal imbalance. So here I am being vulnerable about all this. That being said, it's made the journey that much more difficult. I always knew that the fitness side was going to be much harder than the weight loss part, because then this feeds into the next question: how do you control your cravings? I don't have cravings unless I'm lifting heavy. So when I lift heavy, the body just wants everything. Like, give me that cake. I'm like, well, I don't like that cake, because normally when I have things that are not good for me, I end up hurling. I literally throw up and my body rejects it. I have not been able to enjoy a Mexican Coca-Cola since I lost weight. And that sucks, because I used to love it entirely. And now, like, oh man, I can't believe I used to drink this like crazy. So that one's out the window. Okay, how did you lose weight? Well, how I lost weight, I did 1 month on my own, and a dear friend of mine, considered a sister, and she she was coaching a weight loss program. So eventually, after 1 month, I dropped about 5 pounds. So then I joined her program to be coached, and I thought, I'm going to be your best testimony ever, and I ended up losing, in total, 80 pounds. So about 75 on the program, 5 on my own. Sorry, I hit the microphone there. So I ended up losing 80 pounds overall in a span of, April, May, June, half of July. So yeah, in 3.5 months, I dropped 80 pounds. I was that serious. So people got scared, like, oh my goodness, he's starving to death. His wife is not feeding him or punishing him or whatever. Like, no, I purposely wanted to lose all that so then I could be in that transition. I could be in a weight loss state as I'm transitioning over to fitness. So then as I start reintroducing foods, because it's really hard if you're gonna get into fitness and try to cut down food, because I found that you start getting cravings when you're working out, because the body's to replenish what it doesn't have. And I'm glad I did it that way, because that's how I've been able to master not giving into my cravings. So for a couple of years, I basically went almost, let me rephrase. For 2 years, no added sugars. And I also try to stay away from natural sugars too. Until I was told, no, natural sugars are good for you. It's just the added sugars are the ones that are bad for you. He's like, well, that's true. So then I had to change my mindset a little bit. So I'm a coachable guy. So I kept getting coached. So How long did it take? I think I already gave the answer. And I kept losing weight as I was gaining muscle. So I was looking forward to that. But then, as I told you, my journey hits those snags. And I've actually just about a month ago been able to recover from a shoulder injury. So now I'm able to do push-ups again. That's how it's been. I keep pushing myself. I hit a wall. I regress, but then I'm like, no, I'm still gonna go at it. But I find ways around to work it, to work around my limitations. So I get beaten down, but I don't stay down. I get back up and keep going. That's all it is. Hashtag keep going. So either you be defeated or you don't. So the long and short of my weight loss was that I've done diets and sessions where I lost weight and all that. But this time when I did lose that major weight was when I put it up to God and I told him, Lord, I want to put this on the altar here. I want to focus on you. I want to cleanse myself of the world because of my physical condition was reflected in my spiritual condition. And that's how I went about it. And it was an incredible spiritual experience. And after that's when the enemy found new ways to attack. Like, my goodness. And it felt like it would never end. But that's why I keep going. It's like, getting injured, it kind of felt like my spiritual journey with the Lord, where it's like, well, I screwed up. Like, well, don't stay there. Get back up and keep going. Or else you go back to the world and do the worldly things and lose your salvation, because you can lose your salvation. And you want to get into that with me, then fine. We'll talk about some other time, but I don't want to discuss the doctrinal things at this moment. I just wanted to go over all that. So as I'm running out of time here, the comments that I wanted to respond to on Gab, I actually pulled it up here on my computer with respects to some of the posts to my recent tech videos that I put up on Gab. So besides the insults that I got, the feedbacks that we're generally getting on my the unboxing the Samsung Fold 3 was for the next video, show usage. Technically, I used B-roll to show me using the phone, but I guess what they meant was that, well, I unboxed the phone, used that phone as a turn on or whatever. I understand, I get it. I normally do that, but I was not in my studio. I actually just got home from vacation to find these boxes waiting for me. I told my kids, Mija, you pick up the camera. I'm going to open this right now. I want a raw reaction. So if the videos look a bit amateurish, I don't apologize for it, because those were my real reactions at the time. So if you, I'm actually going to touch on a little bit after I respond to these other comments. So the other ones were respect to Tenet. So my movie review about Tenet, some of them were like, right on, spot on. You addressed my concerns, some kind of clarity. Other ones were like, yeah, I don't give a chance for that movie. I get it. It's fine. And to my last video, which was with respect to my Under Armour connected shoes, someone put, when I see this, I think Agenda 2030, smart cities. That's frightening. I've been using smart shoes for a while now. And like I said, you can have tech work for you, not against you, but that's another story. Let's talk on another episode. And then this last comment, interesting, didn't know there were Bluetooth shoes. I don't really trust Bluetooth wearable items, but it's interesting. I use Ride with GPS, but with no Bluetooth or SIM card, everything electronic keeps getting creepier and creepier. Yeah, that is true. And some people think there's going to be like Skynet and all that stuff. Skynet is still controlled by humans. FYI. It's always been like man's creation will come back to haunt him kind of thing. I don't see it in the Bible anywhere where it talks about that, so it doesn't scare me. But doesn't mean it can't happen. Okay, leaving the door open there. But anyway, that's what I wanted to get at. So I want to reach a conclusion here. I did my questions. I responded to some comments. Thank you so much for those of you that liked, share, and subscribe to my my show, especially for those of you on Gab. I encourage you to also follow me on Gab Social, as I've been putting more behind-the-scenes stuff there and bringing some of my more popular posts from Instagram also there. So I'm trying to build my community outside of Instagram. I still post on Parler because, just feel like I have to. But Gab is where I've been putting more things, because I can schedule a post there, which I wish I could do for the video side. But I'm sure it's coming. Besides that, for me to be able to keep in touch with all of you for behind-the-scenes stuff, I noticed that based on the analytics that Gab offers, a lot more of you have been more interested in the things that have nothing to do with business. Unless the business side of things gets political, then yeah, look, I've done a lot of political videos. They're not posted here. I even touched upon, I call it the Capitol Riots Trilogy. I did an entire video series on that as it happened, and everything I said was predicted came to pass. And some of the things that I screenshotted there were no longer available after the internet was scrubbed and things like that. So I have done these kind of things, and that can only be found on Rumble. I haven't posted that anywhere else. But there's other things that I've done, and I noticed that people like that kind of stuff. But I don't want to do all posts all the time. It's like, if I post it here, you already know, because you have a lot of other content creators that are posting the same thing. So I feel like that's not, I want to offer you something new. And for those of you that seem to be enjoying the tech things and even the movie things, and maybe even the soundtrack things that I teased upon a few weeks ago, if you like that, then I'm actually going to be sticking to bringing those things over here. I won't be bringing the main show over. So I'll be posting them on Gap Social when I post those videos up on the other places where I am actively promoting my show for business sake. But with respects to the content that you seem to enjoy here on Gap TV specifically, it looks like a lot of you want to see more tech things, movie things, not just the political stuff, because of course that's like a dime a dozen. So if that's the case, by all means, let me know in the comment section below. I do check them out. I always reply. That doesn't mean Gab posts the replies. So if it goes through, I don't always know. I have to wait like an hour for the cookies to refresh or something like that. And I find my comment didn't go through. So yeah, that's that. But thank you so very much, all of you. However you're watching this, wherever you're watching this, wherever you follow me, thank you so very much. I appreciate all of you and your time. I don't take that for granted. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Andre Segovia Show. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to stay in the know. If you want a question featured on the program, or you never know, it could be an episode all on its own, you can message me at any of the social media links available at my website, www.theandresegovia.com. Also available there are all the directories where you can find my show. Remember to also follow me on YouTube and Instagram, where other exclusive content resides. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the program. I'll see you on the next one.